know you're not a Twitter guy as much as I am a Twitter guy. And
Twitter gal, you are.
I'm a Twitter guy.
Okay.
And so this dude tweets a picture of Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, Chris Pratt, and Chris Pine, and writes, "One has to go." So he got more than 7,000 comments and 13,000 retweets. Basically, he was asking, like, who's the worst Chris?
They're all and the same. It's the same person. There's not one difference between the four of them.
I think Evans and Pine have a lot in common. I see people get them confused all the time, but Chris Pratt's completely different. I mean,
they're
Chris
all the same person.
No, Chris Pratt's from The Office and now Guardians of the Galaxy, and he's sort of a superhero dude and kind of a jerk. We've heard terrible stories about him and after his divorce from Anna Faris. Chris Hemsworth is like the big hunky Hemsworth who played Thor.
Same
you know, everyone
guy.
Loves him.
Yep, same guy.
Yeah, no, not the same guy. Not at all. Well, I guess, but they've all been superheroes, so I guess that's why it's confusing.
Right.
Anyway, Chris Pratt is the one who lost. He lost big time.
Mm-hmm.
So of, you know, one has to go, they decide that Chris Pratt was the one that was kind of a jerk.
You agree with that?
Yeah, I would say out of all of them, he's the jerk of the bunch because, I don't know, he gets all up in people's business and it's sort of a turn off. So I thought, let's do our own spin of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I did one on our page, all the Jennifers.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Lawrence, Jennifer Aniston, and Jennifer Gardner. And mm-hmm. I wrote, one has to go. And my friend, I really thought that everybody was going to say Jennifer Lopez because she has that terrible reputation, you know, of being kind of a not nice person. It was Jennifer Lawrence.
Really?
They didn't like her.
Because of her last name.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, they're coming after this because her name is Lawrence. And even like my old friend at my old show, he wrote Lawrence, duh.
Yeah, first one to go. And what did I put?
Of those four, I think you probably don't like Jennifer Garner.
No, I said I can get rid of three of them. So there are three Jennifers I would get rid of. I would only keep one, which would be Aniston.
Most of these people, they didn't like J-Lo. It's interesting how like on Facebook, they don't like J-Lo, but on Twitter, they don't like Jennifer Lawrence.
Hmm. What did J-Lo do to you?
No, you know, she's got a reputation of being not nice, you know, of treating people who work for her terribly, like makeup artists and waiters and stuff like that. She's got a bad reputation.
Mm-hmm.
But then if we break it up by men and women, women wanted to get rid of Jennifer Aniston and men want to get rid of Jennifer Lawrence because they didn't find Jennifer Lawrence attractive. And women, I guess, I don't know, they just... They're sick of Jennifer Aniston.
No, I think you want to get rid of Jennifer Aniston because you want to get that person out of that race. So you want to kill the really good one, the beautiful one. So
right.
you have a better chance.
Right, right, exactly. Because she's the contemporary of so many people.
Yeah, because...
Especially on Facebook. Yeah, that's a good point. The Facebook people are older. So Jennifer Aniston was like kind of the competition.
Yeah, you want to get rid of the competition, take her out... And then you have a better chance of keeping your husband around if Jennifer Aniston is no longer in the world.
That's what it is. It's all the husbands that were like, oh, man, Jennifer Aniston's so hot.
Yeah.
Get rid of her. Bring me her head.
Right. That's what all the women are thinking. And all the guys are like, yeah, keep her around. Bring me her head.